Good morning, St. John's Church. Oh, you crazy, wonderful people. Mark on your calendars, April 20th, 2025, Easter sunrise service. If we can do it today, we can do it in late April. Around a campfire, we'll have Easter sunrise service out here, even if there's snow on the ground. And only Dale will be there. Dale is in shorts, no shirt, no socks, t-shirt, and he's loving it. This is his summer, so thank you for braving the chilliness. Nobody even asked me this morning if we were going to the sanctuary. I just love this, so welcome to our time of worship. We have several announcements. First is Tammy Nofsinger.
Good morning. Oh, sounds loud. On behalf of the Fellowship Committee, I would like to remind everyone about the St. John's Talent Show on October 27th. For a while, Pastor Eric was the only one signed up. And while I know he has many talents, we didn't want it to be a one-person show. Some more folks have signed up, which is great. We invite everyone else to be thinking about a talent you can share. The sign-up sheet is on the bulletin board in the hallway. Also, just a quick reminder, we have a great lunch planned after the service, so please plan to stay around and join us for lunch. See y'all then. Thank you.
Please look over your bulletin after the service. Page 7 is the Wednesday evening activities are starting up. Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission continues as our mission of the month on page 10. We'll be collecting things, and you can bring those into the area across from the chapel. Next Sunday, she agreed to help me yesterday. Lynn and I will be leading chapel and providing the dinner at Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission. We'll leave here at 3 o'clock. If anybody wants to go and help read scripture or lead singing or anything like that or help serve the meal, please let either Lynn or I know. Next Sunday, the third Sunday of September, 9:15, is Blanket Sunday, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. Kennedy, can you stand up? Please, can you stand up? Can you lift this bucket? How heavy is it? Oh, you can lift it off the ground. All right. Ken, can you stand up? Can you lift that up off the ground? All right, and you're 80 years old, right? So Tuesday evening, 6 o'clock, that pile of mulch has to go into the playground. Our youngest one and close to one of our oldest ones can lift up one bucket at a time. So rather than just having six people from the property committee, 6 o'clock Tuesday, or you could show up tomorrow night and do it all yourself. But one bucket at a time, and all that mulch will go into the playground. Now we're going to have a word of prayer. Gracious Lord God, we do thank you for the chilliness of this morning. We thank you for the chilliness that helps us know that we're alive. Our senses are alert. We also thank you for the sunshine that helps warm us. Lord, we praise you for this time to gather together as a church family here in on the lawn. We thank you for the aspect of worship and the joy that we have in knowing you as our Lord and Savior. And we just pray that you would bless our time. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Good morning. I can say I'm glad I'm not playing piano today because my fingers are chilled. But a warm welcome to all of you. Most of you in the sunshine, enjoy that sunshine and soak it up. What a blessing it is to worship our Lord in the creation this morning. In Lamentations 3:22-23, it says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Praise the Lord." As you woke up this brand new day, what things came to mind that you're thankful for? There are many things to be thankful for, and each are unique to everyone that is here. Please join us in our opening song as we sing 10,000 Reasons, Bless the Lord, and lyrics are found on page 4 of your bulletin.
Worship his holy name. Sing like that. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song.
Ever a morning that you wanted the worship, word of God to warm your heart, today's the day. Our opening scripture is taken from Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. In the previous verses, people were saying Jesus was John the Baptist or one of the prophets, and Jesus asked his disciples something. We begin at verse 15. "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." Hallelujah.
As we prepare to start a new church year, may we be filled with joy in sharing the light of Christ, not only with those we worship with, but also in the roles we serve in and the committees that we serve on, extending that light into our community and into the world. Please join us in our next songs, "Lord, I Lift Your Name on High," and "Shine, Jesus, Shine," and lyrics will be found on page 4 and 5.
Thank you.
lost my bulletin, as you all see, and it had something written in it. It was a verse about putting God first in our lives, and everything else will fall into place. And that's not for this song, and I apologize. See what happens when you don't have your notes in front of you. Our next song is called Hymn of Heaven. So let's sing about that day when we will meet Jesus face to face, and he has a place prepared for us. Hymn of Heaven.
I invite children to come forward for a children's message.
Do we get to weigh on that?
No.
Darn it.
But you can hold a corner of it. You can kind of sit around the edges of the blanket.
It's colorful.
It's colorful. Can you say what's written on there?
Church World Service.
So as I shared earlier, next Sunday, we have an annual offering that St. John's collects and lots of other churches, and we raise money to buy blankets for people that have experienced a disaster or a difficulty in their life. So you're going to help us make sure everybody is aware that next Sunday is Blanket Sunday. Now, what are some of the things that you can do with the blanket? Ryan? You can lay on it. What can you do with a blanket?
You can sleep with it.
You can cover up Anybody cold out? Oh, I shouldn't raise that up. You certainly can cover up with it. If you have been through a flood or a tornado or maybe even a fire, maybe you've lost everything in your house, and Church World Service becomes aware and they send truckloads of supplies, and one of the things they send are blankets. And you certainly can cover up with it. Lainey, can you grab that edge of the pole? You can also raise it up and you can make a tent out of a blanket. So some of you can huddle in there out of maybe the breeze. You can also, if you take the blanket and you fold it back up, do you know what you can make? Maybe it's nice and warm outside and you don't need a blanket to stay warm, but you've just made a pillow for your head. You can also, maybe Church World Service has given you some clothes or maybe some soap and shampoo, but you don't have a bag to put it in. You can put everything inside the blanket, grab the four corners, throw it over your shoulder, and you have a backpack. Well, that's why you have to have all four corners. But these blankets that we help donate towards, they're in warehouses around the world. And when there's a need, Church World Service goes and they share. And so this is one way we can prepare for disasters ahead of time to help people in need. Thanks for coming up. I can't leave a blanket just sitting up there, so I will let you use this, okay? There you go. I can see.
In Proverbs 3, verse 6a from the Living Bible, "In everything you do, put God first, and He will direct you." On page 6 in your bulletin, you will find the lyrics to our song before the sermon called "Step by Step with You Are My All in All."
My God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you. Your name, you are my all. down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
St. John's annually passes out Bibles to our third graders. I believe we have at least one of our third graders here today. He's coming up.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's big.
It's big. You're a big kid.
Yeah.
I even got the right one. See, it says, presented to Ryan Kinsman, September 8th, 2024, St. John's Christian Church.
Hey, it's my Bible.
It's your very own Bible. And it says NIV Student Bible because you are a pretty good reader, I've learned over this last year. And we have given you this so that you can continue to study. It's a student Bible because it has helps and aids in there to answer all those questions you like to ask, to help mom and dad with all those questions.
Yeah.
Okay? We're going to pray over you, though, okay? Lord God, we do thank you for the third graders of our congregation. We pray that they and Ryan will just continue to grow in their knowledge through the reading of their own Bible. Lord, may you bless them through the power of your Spirit. Amen. You're warm.